A cup, a chalice, a dish or platter, even a lance or bloodline. The Holy Grail has become so many things to so many people. Over a vast period of time, its story has evolved, changed, morphed, merged, and even been manipulated. It has become a cornerstone of royal power or a secret so devilishly powerful that it could bring down a religion followed by over a billion people. We are told it originated with the man called Jesus Christ, that it was the chalice which caught his blood as he died upon the cross. And yet, it already existed in order to do so. It was already held sacred and dear to those with esoteric knowledge. This is why it was used to collect the holy blood of the most holy man. Marketing and propaganda, books and movies have all become the source of the confusing idea that now surrounds the Grail. Is it a cup or is it really the truth about the bloodline of God's only Son? Are the children of Jesus and Mary now walking amongst us? No. The answer is simple. This is a blindside, a distraction, created to divert us from the real powerful truth of the Holy Grail. The real truth is much more interesting, much more powerful. The real truth will give us all eternal life. The legend of the Grail is one of everlasting life. It is nothing less than the quest for immortality. What is the Grail? In truth, the Grail did not emerge strongly into the popular culture until around the 12th and 13th centuries, with the familiar poems and stories written by Schrittin de Troyes, Wolfram von Eckenbach and others, but traces of its idea in Celtic cauldrons and various legends can and have been found. It is believed basically and originally to be the cup that caught the blood of Christ as he hung from the cross, or was even used by him at the Last Supper. The most recent beliefs are in stark contrast to this and yet still back up the Christ mythos and sometimes even various royalist propaganda. Ever since the publication of The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail by the authors Bagent, Lee and Lincoln in the early 80s, we have had a constant barrage of bloodline theories thrown at us, culminating in the Da Vinci Code hysteria. This recent concept gives us the idea that the original word or words used for the Grail, Sangreal, in reality means holy blood. However, the writer, Walter Skeat, was one of the greatest investigators of the roots of the English language, and in his English etymology, he points out that the etymology of the Holy Grail was very early falsified by an intentional change from Sangreal, holy dish, to Sangreal, royal blood. Skeat claims that the word was a corruption of the Low Latin, cratella, a small bowl, or crater, which actually and originally meant a bowl in which things were mixed, from the Greek kpa, I mix. In the first place and most strongly, Christ, as a literal man, and in all likelihood all those surrounding him, may never have in fact existed and were created elements of a much older mystical language of enlightenment. Therefore, both existing theories on the Holy Grail would fall. There can be no chalice used by Christ at the Last Supper or a vessel which caught his blood. There can also be no children of Christ spawning the Merovingian lineage. There is in fact no bloodline at all, and Christ is in reality an ancient serpent-worshipping archetypal deity, as too are Saint John, Horus, Aesculapius and a thousand others. All shall become clear. In order to disprove the bloodline theory, we also have to look at the infamous Priory of Sion nonsense, or the group which supposedly kept the secret of the Holy Grail. For those who know nothing of this priory, it is simply a recreation of a supposed secret organization said to protect the bloodline of Christ by the fraudster Pierre Plantard. Indeed, his early newsletters were nothing more than a kind of neighborhood watch. It was the book, The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, which started all this priory of Sion misdirection and nothing more. So, with all this in mind, we need to completely reappraise the whole mythos of the Grail, and what I was to find was startling. There is the obvious tradition that the Grail is a journey, a method of self-improvement, and all the texts with this Gnostic viewpoint in mind, we find that this was completely correct and that